Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspaper articles of the day. News reports suggest Butte police were often kept busy chasing youthful offenders. Young night owls sought probation officer J.J. McCarthy to prosecute girls and boys who violate city ordinance by keeping late hours. Officer McCarthy yesterday announced the beginning of an unceasing war against young persons who violate the city curfew ordinance. During the past 2 days, police officers have taken into custody 30 young persons who have been found on the streets after 8 o'clock in the evening. Any others arrested on the charge of violating this ordinance will be sent immediately upon arrest to the industrial school. Similar action is to be taken against those boys and girls 17 years old and younger who frequent public dance halls. It is the intention of Mr. McCarthy to put an end to the trouble that many of those who frequent these halls have given. Some arrests involve more than curfew violations. 3 boys arrested on disturbance charge: Henry LaRouche, Fred Jenner, and Vernell Milton, according to the police blotter, were arrested last evening at a disturbance charge by detectives O'Donnell and Casey. The boys are charged with shooting shingle nails into the ceiling of the Lyric Theater on East Park Street. Boys weren't the only offenders. Girls dress as boys and are taken to jail. 3 girls dressed as boys were found to be partly responsible for disturbances last night at the corner of Washington and Iron Streets. People in the vicinity complained of broken windows and other damage. 8 supposed boys were loaded into the patrol and taken to the city jail, where it was discovered that 3 were girls. The 8 were taken to the industrial school. No place was found to quarter the girls, and these were sent to their homes with threats of further action by the police if they again don boys' clothing. These girls were, accused girls are exonerated in court. 3 girls arrested several days ago upon the complaint that they used bad language over the telephone were exonerated yesterday afternoon in Judge P.J. Whitty's court when all charges were dismissed. Frank Walker, attorney for the girls, pointed to the fact that 3 people could not speak at once over the wire, and Judge Whitty considered the point well taken. The girls resent the publicity given the case and claim that their reputations have been sullied without proper reason. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.